welcome to another episode of The Foreign Corner, where we bring you what's sizzling and cooking in the independent and foreign circuits. I, of course, am the Spaniard from the Real Mentors podcast, and today, in honor of our third episode, I'm going to be talking about three movies that caught my attention all the way from one of our closest southern neighbors, aka Mexico. A country that's known for its Pacific and Gulf of Mexico beaches and its diverse landscape of mountains, deserts, and jungles. The first one on my list that I'm going to be talking to you guys about today is Aquí Entre Nos, or Between Us, that came out in 2012, starring Jesús Ochoa, known for a soap opera by the name of Por Ella Soy Eva, had Jaime Camil, Lucero. He played the boss of the place where they were working, Grupo Imperio. Anyway, he's starring in this movie, Jesús Ochoa, Carmen Beato, and Diana Garcia. Now, this movie, directed by Patricia Martinez de Velasco, is about a man who is tired and fed up of being taken for granted by his wife and three daughters. So one day, Rodolfo Guerrera decides to take a sick day and not go to work. Nice, right, man? Don't you guys wish everybody could take a sick day every once in a while? Yeah, but see, that's the catch. That one day became two, then three, and then he was just like, screw it, I don't want to go to work. So it is then when we decide just how much he has been taken care of. He has been stepped on by his wife and his three kids. And then the real craziness begins as we start to find that things are not exactly what they seem, and that his quote-unquote normal life unravels. Now, the second one is 2013's Paradise, or Paraíso, directed by Mariana Chenillo. In this one, you have two characters named Carmen and Alfredo, played by Andres Almeida and Daniela Rincón, that have a that live in Ciudad Satélite, a wonderful middle-class suburban neighborhood in Naucalpan, state of Mexico. And it's which is one of Mexico City suburbs. Their relationship is stable and they get along great. They have a close family and they have friends that are around them by the neighborhood. And although they are both obese, they don't really care and they seem happy because they have everything. Until a great opportunity for Alfredo comes along and a bank. They offer him a position in el Distrito Federal, which is, you know, the capital of Mexico. And it's a good opportunity for him, so he decides to take it. And then it requires him to move a lot, both of them, into the noisy and stressful federal district. Now, as opposed to where they're at, relationships there are cold and calculating. As a result of the stress and typical competition of major cities, this change has a major impact on the couple. The third and final is Amor de Mis Amores, or The Love of My Life. This 2014 movie directed by Manolo Caro stars Sandra Echeverria, Marimar Vega, Sebastián Zurita, and others. This movie is about Lucia, a woman in her late 20s who believes she's falling in love with a stranger after she hits him with the car days before her wedding. Obviously, she was not looking when she hit him, otherwise this might have been prevented. But upon first glance, their lives change dramatically as they decide to engage in a crazy act or last fling. Now, these three movies, although different in their own way, they have one collective lesson, and that is the definition of what love is and how there is not a real concrete definition for it. Guys, we're not talking about how do we, you know, remember that song, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. No, no, it's not that. This is more about, so what exactly is love? Is love showing that special person in your life who is abusing you control of your life after you have been taken advantage of and ignored, like Rodolfo in Between Us? Is it a feeling or a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone or something? Is it an intense feeling of deep affection or a person or thing that one loves? Or maybe it is the collection of things and feelings of wanting to spend every moment, minute, and second with someone. What do you guys think? Is it something that could withstand a substantial amount of weight loss, as in the case of our second movie, Paradise, when Alfredo goes through it? Or perhaps is getting hit by a car by a beautiful woman a week before you're going to get married, as our third movie, Amor de Mis Amores. If you have the answer to this or any of the questions posed on this show, hit me up in the comment section. And don't forget to tune in to our show, The Real Mentors Podcast, available on iTunes, Podbeam, Google Play Music, and Stitcher with my two other co-hosts or colleagues, The Real Mentor and the Man Beast himself, directly from the girlslife.com studios. Ha, guys, didn't take me that long. Also, all of the movies discussed on this week's episode of The Foreign Corner are on Netflix this month and are available for streaming, so make sure you catch them before they disappear, as they are definitely worth a watch. I thank you for listening, and I'll catch you guys on the flip side. Oh, one more thing. I wanted to thank you all for the support you guys have shown me on this show and for welcoming it into your living room or cars. I'm the Spaniard, and I really, really appreciate all of these things that you have been doing. And I'll catch you guys next time.